Welcome to Give God the Glory Praise and Worship Show with Ruby Red Raw. Give God the glory. Let's get into our first selection by Brother Dennis Gardner. What a fellowship. Yes.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Here, oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. Hey, Lord, what a blessed name, what a joy divine. Don't you know?
Dennis Gardner. Hallelujah. Let's get into our next selection by Beth Bay. Destiny. Yes.
You might look at the glory down some hurt roads. Yeah. Lord, where you taught me to depend on you. The lessons I learned, see, they are working for my good.
Always with me.
God. Glory to God. Jesus is always with us. Let's get into our next selection by Eric Maurice Clark. And Renee, not
I'm not a statistic.
A failure.
But I'm a product.
A victory. I'm not a statistic.
I'm not a statistic. Said I'm moving forward, not looking behind.
I'm not built to break. I'm not built to break. I'm enduring with the main of mine, leaving over mountains. I'm not built to break. Yes, it.
Just like a tree planted by the rivers, I shall not be moved. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, I'm convinced with Jesus, I'm going all the way.
For that amazing praise. Hallelujah. Let's get into our next selection by Brother Dennis Gardner.
Put it in the hands of God.
I said, put it in the hands of God. Go down on your knees, pray unto the Lord. Put it in the hands of God.
Put it in the hands of God. Go down on your knees.
What a fruit we have from Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Go down on your knees and pray and have no doubt. Pray unto the Lord and let God work it out. I said put it in the hands of God. Got to put it in the hands of God. Go down on your knees, pray unto the Lord. Put it in the hands of God. In the hands of God.
In the hands of God.
Hey Lord.
In the hands of God.
In the hands of Jesus.
In the hands of God.
Of God. Glory to God. Yes. No matter what it is, put it in the hands of God. Let's get into our next selection by Priscilla Gardner Atwater. Grateful. Are you grateful of everything God is doing in your life?
Grateful.
I say I'm truly grateful. Hallelujah. Let's get into our next selection, presented by Dennis Gardner. We've come by here. Glory to God. We all need God to stop my eyes. Hallelujah. Give him the glory. Glory, Praise, and Worship Show with Ruby Red Raw. We got WIFE, Walk in Faith Everyday Ministries Word, coming up next. Glory to God for that amazing praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you to every gospel artist that stepped up to give God the glory on our praise and worship show. You are now tuning into WIFE, Walk in Faith Everyday Ministries, and you are listening to Dominique McGee. Glory to God. How are you doing, brothers and sisters? We have now made it through another week. The glory of God is upon us. He is merciful, continuing to provide every need. Yes, give God the glory. You may not be where you want to be, but you are right where God has conditioned you and positioned you that he may work within your life, that you may give him the glory. So do not turn back. Do not be led astray, but take joy. Take joy. Remember to stay grounded in your faith and give God the glory for even the hardships. Now, I have a good word today. Yes, an amazing word. Today, I will be coming out of Acts 10. For the past couple of days, I've been sitting around like, God, I really need this word. I need you to give me a word. The people, we need a strong word. We need to hear from you, God. And I sat down with Acts 10. And God, he definitely revealed some things to me in this text. So I am so excited to give it to you. You know I get fired up for God. Y'all know I get fired up. But before we get into the reading of the word, let's go before the Lord correctly. Let's go before God correctly right now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come before you that you may welcome us in your counsel, Father God. Father God, that you may outpour your spirit upon us, Father God. Father God, that your anointing may fall fresh upon this word. Father God, anoint me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, Father God. That you may use me as a vessel, Father God. Minister to me and through me, Father God. Father God, bring forth thy angels, Father God, in our company, Father God. To minister unto us. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the opportunity, Father God, the fellowship in thy counsel, Father God. Father God, let this word saturate our inner parts, Father God, that we may receive it, Father God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare your power right here and right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's get in to the reading of the word, shall we? Acts 10. It's kind of lengthy, but you know, I'm going to give it to you. And then we're going to go ahead and break down the key points in which God had given to me. Amen. All right. There was a certain man in Syria called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spoke unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devoted soldier of them that waited on him continuously. And when he had declared all the things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew night unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetops to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descended unto him, and it had been a great sheet knit, and four corners, and let down onto the earth, wherein were all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spoke unto him again the second time. What God have cleansed, thou call not common. This was done three times. And the vessel was received up again unto heaven. Now where Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which was sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom you seek. What is that thou come? Whence forth are you coming? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of a good report among all the nations of the Jews, are warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee unto his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in, and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after, they entered in Syria. And Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, glory to God, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, you know how that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God have showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore, for what intent you have sent me for? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting unto this hour. And on the ninth hour, I prayed in my house and beheld a man stood before me in a bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayers is heard and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done, thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. And he is the Lord of all. The word I say you now, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him, and we are witnesses of all the things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom thus slew and hanged on the tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before our God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which you ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the words. And they of circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because they, that of the Gentiles, also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, that prayed they him to tarry a certain days. Glory to God. In this text, glory to God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's get into this text. I want to speak today about the power of God. We see how God was pleased with a certain man named Cornelius. Cornelius was not of the fold of Jews. He was actually a Gentile, which was sent against the Jews. But this man had an upright spirit and he had a thirst after God. So God wanted to break down the separation that existed between the believing Jews and those that feared him but were yet Gentiles. For Cornelius was a Gentile. God was calling that Gentiles were to be called to be partakers in all the privileges of God's people without having to become Jews. Whenever the fear of God rules in one's heart, it would appear in both their works of charity and of pity. Neither will excuse one from the other. Doubtlessly, Cornelius had true faith in God and God's word, as far as what he knew and what he understood. So based off of what he heard and the little that he understood, his heart thirsts after God. Glory to God. But he didn't have a clear faith in Christ. This was the works of the Spirit of God. When God puts Christ on our minds, a want and a desire to know God, even before Cornelius knew him, this was the case with us all. Before we were believers, when we were in the world searching after other things, full of sin, lost in darkness, something touched our hearts that told us we're not living right. We need to get right with God. I need better for myself. I don't want to live like this anymore. And these are the moments where the Spirit of God is speaking unto your heart. I have more for you. You are better than this. This is not it. Get up from there. Glory to God. Now that we are believers, we must also remember now, like I call upon those of us in the church that are leaders and ministers and prophets and so on, and even believers, to look back over your life in the moments when you are still yet lost. The tender mercy of God, the love and the compassion of God, and how he sought you out, how he brought you out of dark places, how he delivered you from certain death and from sin, how he mended all the broken parts, how he changed your perspective, how he renewed your mind and your spirit and gave you strength. As you thirst in the world, you were unfulfilled. You continued to thirst after dead things. But when you got in alignment with God, you began to thirst after godly things, after the word of God, after the will of God. The same thing here is with Cornelius. He is out of the faith because he is a Gentile, a partaker of some things against the Jews. And they were not of the same fold. But his heart seeked after God. Even though he didn't have the understanding of the fullness thereof, he had a desire within himself to know God, to be in the will of God, to stand with God. Amen. Amen. Now, we call this conviction. Conviction that comes over us. And that brings forth the desire to know God, to change our ways. Again, we have all had that moment where our lifestyle became disgusting to us. And even though we were in sin, our hearts were set on God. And it is in that place we began to seek God. Now, whether we barely knew him or anything of him, or we were raised in the word, in both cases, we got a feeling of wanting a relationship with God. Wanting a change, our soul thirsting for what the world cannot give us. For those who knew God, it may have started with, how about this? For those of us who knew God, it started up, have I gone too far out here in sin? Will he still receive me? Will he forgive me? How do I find my way back to the Father? For those of us who knew God not, it is, who is God? Will he receive me? Can I also be saved? Can he do a new thing in me? Can he change my life? And in these moments, the Spirit of the living God makes himself known to each and every one of us at these times. Glory to God. Glory to God. So in this text, we see God was listening to the man Cornelius' heart and his prayers. And he knew that he wanted a closer understanding of him. He wanted to know if he could be saved. even though he was not a Jew. He needed to know that God would receive him as his own. And when God sent the angel, that was confirmation. We also see that in this text, through this, it was through Christ his prayers were heard and his alms were accepted. Before Christ, he would have been discarded and not accepted in the faith. But God sent an angel unto him that told him, one, God heard his prayers. God sees he was trying to live a godly life and that he had a real desire to know him and to be saved. So he told him to send three men to Peter, that Peter may come to give him the word of God, to teach him about Christ, to properly show him the way to become saved through Christ. See, Peter was all about doing God's work for his people. So God had to prepare him to minister to the Gentiles. Because often, how we feel about another gets in the way of God's business. We have to understand from this text that it isn't about us and our prejudiced feelings towards others because they're on drugs or because they have tattoos or the way they dress or wear their hair or what background they're coming from or what nationality they are. It is not for us to judge them and show them that they are not welcomed by God. When once there was a time that we were lost in sin, the sins that separated us from God, but Christ did, we were reconciled unto God through Christ. So in that same compassion, in that same mercy, in that same love, we are to do away with our judgmental thinking, do away with our prejudiceness. We are to do away with what is appropriate to us and let God's work be done. We are called to gather the sheep, not to scatter the sheep. Glory to God. We are not the ones who determines who is worthy of the kingdom of heaven. It is not for us to deny anyone the word of God because how we feel about them. See, God had to give Peter a vision while he was in prayer, hungry in the flesh. So God used this very analogy to show Peter exactly what he was about to send him to do. God had told Peter, arise and kill these wild beasts and eat. Peter looked up and went on to say, oh no, God, no, I'm not going to eat that. I have never eaten anything that was common and unclean. So I'm not going to start eating that now. No. No. And God said, hold on, Peter. Whatever I cleanse is clean. It is not for you to call it common or unclean. Because by my hand, I said that it is so. Do away with them old traditions. Do away with that old thinking. Get out of my way, that my grace may fall on the Gentiles just as well as the Jews. That my grace may fall on those who thirst after me as much as it is falling on you. unclean. I don't want nothing to do with that because, well, that is, they're commonly unclean. That's their lifestyle. No, if God sends you to it, you are the one that's going to help them through it. Because there was a time when you were unclean. But through God, through the grace of Christ, through the death, by the blood of Jesus, we are reconciled back to God. We are forgiven for the multitude of sins that we all have committed against our God, against one another. The filth that we were living in, our trifling ways, our trifling lifestyles. It was by God's grace that we are redeemed. That he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross, that we may have remission for our sins. So it is not for us to be prejudiced against another because they don't come from the same walk of life, or be looking down on somebody, or to say who is worthy of God. It's not for us to pass that judgment. Because if God sends them to you, that means just like I got you right, it's time that you get your brother right. It's time that you get your sister right. Glory to God. Glory to God. We got to understand that Peter didn't even understand what the vision meant. After God had to tell him three times, he still didn't get what God was saying. But God knows what task that he sets before us. And he knows how to prepare us for these tasks. We will be able to act accordingly with what he has taught us when he presents the opportunity before us, that we may be equipped in the flesh and in the spirit to follow through with what he has desired for us to do. Without our carnal minds and our feelings and our judging nature getting into the way. As leaders and teachers in the word and believers of God, we should see our mission clearly and should not be perplexed with doubts and prejudice of former ideas. As Peter told God, he would not eat of the unclean beasts. God said, what he has cleansed, we are not to call common and unclean. For by God's hands, he would end his cleansed. Now God's used this very vision that Peter may go to the house of the Gentile and teach them of Christ, that they may be saved. God knows of the laws that he gave to Moses. And in this he is saying, through Christ, I am doing a new thing. Those that thirst after me can receive me. It doesn't matter if they got a body full of tattoos. It doesn't matter if they're coming from alcoholism. It doesn't matter if they're coming from drugs and affliction. It doesn't matter what walk of life or nationality that they're coming from. If I use you as a vessel to teach them the word, that's what I want you to do. Draw them to me that they may be saved and reconcile back to God. Don't get in the way of God's business. You were supposed to be about God's business. Glory to God. I'm almost done here, y'all. Glory to God. God's plan is bigger than just saving the Jews. That's why he gave Peter the vision then. Also why he sent the three men from Cornelius' house to seek Peter, that they may receive Christ and be saved. That the anointing from God may fall fresh upon them, that they may receive the Holy Spirit, that they may abide in the living word and the living will of God. keep the teachings of Christ from nobody that thirst after God. But we should make haste to go and to teach them how they can be saved. No matter the nationality, the background, the walk of life that they are coming from, we are to receive them in Christ. Lord, that they will no longer thirst after worldly things, but thirst after the things of the Father, that they may be reconciled back unto God, and that they may be partakers in everlasting life, in all of the blessings of God. We see that Cornelius has also called together his friends and his family to talk, partake with him in the heavenly wisdom he expected to get from Peter. See, in this we see that we should not covet our spiritual bread and eat it alone. It should be given and taken in kindness and respect to our family and friends and even strangers. See, he gathered up his friends and his family. Hey, y'all come learn about God. Y'all come learn about God. Let's go ahead and receive the glory of God. Let's get saved. Let's get into the covenant with God. Let's get out of the worldly things. He drove them near. He had them full. And when Peter came, Peter said, you know, it's against my religion to have company with all you Gentiles. But because God says that it's not for me to call you unclean or common, but to come in here with his purpose because he sent me here, here I am. And he told him of Christ. And that the Spirit fell on them in that very hour when they heard about Christ. They began to speak in tongues. They began to magnify and lift up the mighty name of God. They began to testify of the goodness of God. And Peter saw that this was the purpose, that the Gentiles be reconciled back by the blood of Jesus into the kingdom of heaven. My brothers and sisters, this thing goes for us this now, this day, and this time. We are not to be running people from the church. That is not why God put us in position. Christians tend to be the most uppity, judgmental people you can ever come across. If you don't walk like them, if you don't talk like them, you ain't accepted by them. They so ready to pounce on you as soon as you walk into the house of God to point out your flaws that they forgot that they had some of their own. So what the message today is, get out of God's way. We are on a mission that others may be received unto the kingdom of heaven. If you are the vessel that is being used, get out of God's business. If you are not going to do it wholeheartedly, if you are not going to put your judgmental mind down, if you are not going to put your prejudice to the side, who are you to say who is worthy and who is not when you were once a sinner yourself? In the mighty name of Jesus, we are called to fellowship together to gather those that are weak, those that are lost and broken, that they may be reconciled through Christ back to the Father. How dare us sit up there self-righteously as if we have no past, as if God hadn't delivered us from some trifling things. Who are we? If you are a child of God, you should behave in the ways of Christ. Christ wasn't sitting up in no high places. He was in the low places looking for the children that belong to God. Get over yourself. Because I done been back and forth over times of my life to churches, and I felt unwelcomed. I felt judged. I felt like, let me just go. Let me put something in the offering plate and just go and hope somebody will pray for me. But guess what? Now that I am overcoming so many things by the glory and by the grace of God, I stand before you to tell you the truth, that we are here to lead people to Christ. To lead them to Christ. To receive them as Christ received us. In the same mercy. In the same compassion. In the same love. If God did not judge the harlot, why are you? If God did not judge them. If Christ said, go thy way and sin no more. Why do you feel like you are in a position to judge somebody by the way they look? You don't know who God called and how he called them. But if it brings them to you, you better pour that word of God within them and receive them in the same love, mercy, and compassion that Christ received you. Because I don't remember God mistreating me when he found me. Christ and the Holy Spirit didn't mistreat me in my darkest hour and in my worst place, but they received me. It was an overwhelming feeling of love, and I'm with you, and I'm going to lead you. I'm right here. And that is what should come out of us. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Too many of us have forgotten that we were once in sin. But it was God's mercy that received us and reconciled us back into Christ. Through Christ. Glory to God. I call out to each and every one of us to be the real resemblance of the body of the church. And as the body of the church, Christ is the head. It is not the building. It is the people. And together we conform to one body of Christ. We each have a job to do. We each have a task to do. And it has to align with the living will of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for this word today. Father God, forgive us for our shortcomings and our sinful nature. Father God, we bring it all before you, Father God, for we need you. Forgive us for being selfish. Forgive us for being hard-headed. Forgive us for casting others out when we should have received them. Father God, we need you, Lord, to direct us and show us to move in mercy and compassion. Father God, in the same way that you have received us, we are to receive our brothers and sisters in your name. Father God, we pray that you receive every believer, every new believer that hears my voice in thy word. Father God, that you bring them continuously, Father God, to fellowship with us, Father God, on your counsel, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the power of you, of our living God, this very moment. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is really emotional to me. Because I remember, I may have grew up in church, but I strayed away. It was a lot of bad things also going on in the house of God that'll run you away when you're not properly being nourished and welcomed. But our God found me in my dark places. He found me in my weakest moments and spoke life unto me with all love and care and compassion and mercy on me. The conviction came because I know God. It is not for us to convict anybody. Let the Spirit of the living God do that. That we may draw in closer to our will, to the will of God, and in our word. In this day and time, people are leaving the church left and right. They're leaving the house of fellowship left and right. when we are supposed to be winning over souls for Christ, gathering the lost in the mighty name of Jesus. It's just foolishness. Brothers and sisters, we got to get right. You are all welcomed here. You are all welcomed here in this one, in this ministry. You are all welcomed here. In the mighty name of Jesus, just know that. Whew, thank you for listening to WIFE, Walk in Faith Everyday Ministries. And you are listening to Dominique McGee. Please tune in Wednesday night Bible study with Brother Gerard Williams. We know we missed last Wednesday, but we will definitely be up to speed this Wednesday by the glory of God. Stay prayed up. I will pray your strength while you continue to pray mine in the mighty name of Jesus. Stay blessed. Until next time.